Don't go to Pastor Brandon here. It is Saturday, January 9th, 2021. And here are our readings from our daily reading plan, Seek Him, as we continue to seek after Him together as a family of families through His Word. Today we'll be reading Psalm 7, 10 through 17, 1 Chronicles 9, 1 through 34, and Acts 11, 11 through 24. We're going to be starting in Psalm 7, 10 through 17. My shield is with God, who saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge, and God who feels indignation every day. If a man does not repent, God will whet his sword. He has bent and readied his bow. He has prepared for him his deadly weapons, making his arrows fiery shafts. Behold, the wicked man conceives evil and is pregnant with mischief and gives birth to lies. He makes a pit, digging it out, and falls into the hole that he has made. His mischief returns upon his own head, and on his own skull his violence descends. I will give to the Lord the thanks due to his righteousness, and I will sing praises to the name of the Lord, the Most High God. 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 1 through 34. So all Israel was recorded in genealogies, and these are written in the book of the kings of Israel. And Judah was taken into exile in Babylon because of their breach of faith. Now the first to dwell again in their possessions, in their clans, were Israel, the priests, the Levites, and the temple servants. And some of the people of Judah, Benjamin, Ephraim, and Manasseh lived in Jerusalem. Uthai, the son of Ammihud, son of Omri, son of Imri, son of Bani, son from the sons of Perez, the son of Judah, and of the Shilonites, Isaiah the firstborn, and his sons, of the sons of Zerah, Jeul, and their kinsmen, 690. Of the Benjamites, Shalu, the son of Meshulam, son of Hadaviah, son of Hashunah, Ibniah, the son of Jeroham, Elah, the son of Uzai, son of Mikri, and Meshulam, the son of Shephathai, son of Rahul, son of Ibnijah, and their kinsmen, according to the generations, 956. All these were heads of fathers' houses, according to their fathers' houses. Of the priests, Jediah, Jehorabib, Jachin, and Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, son of Meshulam, son of Zadok, son of Merioth, son of Ahitub, the chief officer of the house of God, and Adiah, the son of Jerham, son of Pushar, son of Malajas, and Masi, son of Adil, son of Jazerah, son of Meshulam, son of Meshulamith, son of Immer, besides their kinsmen, heads of their father's houses, 1,760 mighty men for the work of the service of the house of God. Of the Levites, Shemaiah, the son of Heshub, son of Ezrakam, son of Hashabiam, son of Merari, and Bakbekar, Hiresh, Gala, and Mathaniah, the son of Micah, son of Zachariah, son of Asaph, and Obadiah, the son of Shemaiah, son of Gala, son of Judith, son and Berechiah, the son of Asa, son of Elkanah, who lived in the villages of the Netophathites. The gatekeepers were Shalom, Akab, Talmon, Einman, and their kinsmen, Shallum was the chief. Until then, they were in the king's gate on the east side as gatekeepers of the campus of the Levites. Shallum, the son of Kor, son of Ebi-Shaph, son of Korah, and his kinsmen of his father's house, the Korahites, were in charge of the work of the service, keepers of the thresholds of the tent, as their fathers had been in charge of the camp of the Lord, keepers of the entrance. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, was the chief officer over them. In time past, the Lord was with him. Zechariah, the son of Meshelemiah, was gatekeeper at the entrance of the tent of meeting. All these who were chosen as gatekeepers at the thresholds were 212. They were enrolled by genealogies in their villages. David and Samuel, the seer, established them in their office of trust. So they and their sons were in charge of the gates of the house of the Lord, that is the house of the tent, as guards. The gatekeepers were on the four sides, east, west, north, and south. And their kinsmen who were in their villages were obligated to come in every 7 days in turn to be with these. For the four chief gatekeepers who were Levites were entrusted to be over the chambers and the treasures of the house of God, and they lodged around the house of God, for on them lay the duty of watching, and they had charge of opening it every morning. Some of them had charge of the utensils of service, for they were required to count them when they were brought in and taken out. Others of them were appointed over the furniture and over all the holy utensils, also over the fine flour, the wine, the oil, the incense, and the spices. Others of the sons of the priests prepared the mixing of the spices. And Mattathiah, one of the Levites, the firstborn of Shallum, the Korahite, was entrusted with making the flat cakes. Also, some of their kinsmen of the Kohathites had charge of the showbread to prepare it every Sabbath. Now these, the singers, the heads of fathers' houses of the Levites, were in the chambers of the temple, free from other service, for they were on duty day and night. These were heads of fathers' houses of the Levites, according to their generation, leaders. These lived in Jerusalem. Acts 11:11-24. And behold, at that very moment, three men arrived at the house in which we were, sent to me from Caesarea. And the Spirit told me to go with them, making no distinction. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. And he told us how he had seen the angel stand in his house and say, "Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will declare to you a message by which you will be saved, you and all your household." As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them, just as on us at the beginning. And I remember the word of the Lord, how he said, "John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." If then God gave the same gift to them as he gave to us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was it that I could stand in God's way? When they heard these things, they fell silent, and they glorified God, saying, "Then to the Gentiles also God has granted repentance that leads to life." Now those who were scattered because of the persecutions that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, speaking the word to no one except Jews. But there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who on coming to Antioch spoke to the Hellenists, also preaching the word, the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The report of this came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he came and saw the grace of God, he was glad, and he exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose, for he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. And a great many people were added to the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen. It's enough for us and our hearts.